I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned in to the best show that you've ever been tuned into, where you will learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, putting yourself out there, doing that work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled time. And on top of all of this, there's more. You're going to get the personal initiative. You'll learn the initiative to go start things up, to go make things happen, to be a go-getter. Instead of you waiting for things to happen, hoping things to happen, or just watching things happen, you're going to go make things happen. You will be the creator yourself. And we put all of this stuff together. You get all of this in one neat bundle. We call this the mindset, the method, and the podcast titled Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is about power. We talked about power from many different angles on this podcast, because power is an important thing. I think we all want power at some level. Power just meaning our ability to do the things that we want to do, make the things happen that we want to make happen. Not necessarily power over other people, just power over our own lives. And some of us want power over other people too. And there's nothing wrong with that, because there's some people who would rather have someone have power over them instead of them having power over themselves, because they have the nasty habit of indecision. They don't know what they want to do with themselves. It'd be better if someone just told them what to do. Maybe you're that person who's going to be the power person. I doubt you're the person who wants someone else to tell you what to do, because if you were, this wouldn't be the right podcast for you. But maybe you'll find that out if this is your first day listening. But today we're talking about how you can keep your power and stop giving it away. This is an important topic. How can you keep your power and stop giving it away? I read someone say this actually on social media the day that I'm recording this. The person said, it's not that people need more power, it's just that they need to stop giving away the power that they already have. I said, you know what, that's a very astute point. You know what, I'm going to do a podcast episode on that exact topic. So then I turned on the microphone and here we are. How do you stop giving away your power in life? Have you ever felt like you have given away power? Have you ever been in a situation where you just felt like you were powerless, where other people or other things or maybe the situation itself kind of controlled what you could do, controlled what you could not do? It basically was dictating your options. You ever been around in any situation where a person was basically dictating what you could and couldn't do and controlled all your options? They held all the cards and you really couldn't do anything but just be victim, for lack of a better term, to whatever this person decided, whether it was good for you or bad for you. How did it feel? How'd you like that feeling? I think we've all felt at times, maybe for only brief periods, maybe some of us, that we felt completely powerless. Like, there's nothing that I can do here. I'm so small in this situation. I don't have any influence. I don't have the necessary resources to really make things go the way that I would want them to go. I have very little control. I kind of just got to go with whatever the people who do have power or the situation that does have power, whatever it decides, that's basically what I got to be subject to. I think we've all felt that at some point, at some times in our lives. And maybe you can't remember it because you were a baby. You didn't really have much power then. Whatever someone else wanted to do, that's pretty much what happened because you didn't have power enough, very few resources to do anything about it. But today's episode is how do you stop giving that power away in life? Some of you may be thinking, well, Dre, you know, I'm not really concerned with giving away power. I'm really concerned with accumulating some power. And 48 Laws of Power being my favorite book, that's another reason why this is a topic. But some of you may be just thinking, hey, I just need to get some. I'm not really concerned with giving it away. If I had some, then I wouldn't have a problem of giving it away. I would hoard it and multiply it and do whatever I could to grow more of it. But it's just accumulating it in the first place that I need it. But that's why I shared with you what I read on Twitter from someone saying is not that you need to accumulate power. You just need to stop giving away what you already got. So let's get into today's topic so you understand why this matters, how it matters, and how you're already a powerful individual who needs to just stop giving away what you got. Point number one, right into it. You don't need to go acquire power. You don't need to get power. You don't need to achieve a status of power, whatever that would be. The definition of power, let's just so we're all on the same page. I've said the word several times already in this episode. Let's make sure we're all on the same page as what it means. Power is the ability to do something or to act in a particular way, especially as a faculty or quality. So the ability to do something or act in a particular way. Okay, so you don't need to go get the ability to act in a particular way. You don't need to go achieve the ability to do stuff because we all do stuff. You did something by turning on this podcast. You achieved something by subscribing to this podcast and listening to it every day. And whatever it is that you do in your day-to-day life, at your work, at your school, in your business, with your family, with your friends, you do things all the time. So it's not like you need to go get the ability to go do stuff. You already have the ability to do stuff because you do stuff all the time. So what you need to do is just stop handing over your ability to do stuff, your ability to determine what a situation is going to be, the ability to define phenomena. I heard someone say it was a sermon, I believe this gentleman was giving, where he was talking about power, the ability to define phenomena, the ability to do something or act in a particular way. All you got to do is just stop giving away your ability to act a certain way. So you give away your ability to act a certain way when you wait for someone else to tell you the way that you should act or the way that you should think or what your opinion should be or how you should feel about a certain situation or how you should respond to certain circumstances. When you wait for someone else to tell you what to do with that, all you're doing is giving away your power. So what does all this point to? Everything that I've said here in this first point, and again, today's topic is how to stop giving away your power, is that you must maintain. It's not that you need to take back, but maintain your ability to make your own decisions, to think for yourself, to initiate on your own, to act on your own volition, to form your own opinions, to have your own independent thoughts, which come from your own independent thinking. All you need to do is just maintain that. It's not that you have to go get it because nobody took it from you. It's just that you have to maintain it. What we do a lot of times in life, we just put our abilities to sleep. Our ability to take initiative and make something happen, we put it to sleep while we wait for someone else to make something happen. We wait for someone else to tell us what to do. Or we wait for someone else to tell us how we should feel or what we should think or what our opinion should be in a certain situation. You don't need to go get that from anywhere. It's already there within you. You just got to wake it back up. Point number two, leading right into that, is what we do not use, we lose. We know that, right? If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. All of us have heard of this word atrophy. A lot of times when I hear this word atrophy, people are talking about muscle. If you don't go to the gym and lift weights and work out, then your muscle will atrophy. It will start to waste away. I heard once that if a person were to lay in bed and not walk, not get up out of a bed for 2 weeks, they would need 6 months of physical therapy to learn how to walk again because the muscles in their legs would atrophy to the point in just 2 weeks, atrophy to the point that they wouldn't be able to stand and walk on their own power, at least not at the beginning. And maybe not 6 months of physical therapy. I think it was just they said you would need physical therapy. I don't know how much therapy it would be, but hopefully none of us ever had to experience that to find out the exact number anyway. This definition, this word atrophy, it means to waste away, typically due to the degeneration of cells or, as it says here, to become vestigial during evolution. That's not really the definition that I want to use for here today. The second definition is gradual decline in effectiveness or vigor due to underuse or neglect. That's the definition we're looking for. Again, atrophy, the gradual decline in effectiveness or vigor or power due to underuse or neglect. See, this is what happens to our power. We're not using it, so then it atrophies. It just starts to waste away because we are not using it. We are not taking advantage of the fact that we have it. So when you're in a situation and you feel powerless, it's not because you actually have no power. See, you're just feeling powerless. It's not the reality that you are powerless. You feel powerless because you're not using it. Your power muscle has atrophied. It's been allowed to waste away. You haven't made a decision. Indecision is a decision actually in itself. No decision actually is a decision in itself, but you have not made a positive action-taking decision. And we all know that a decision is not really a decision until action has been taken, right? You've been told that many times here on this podcast. The reason why you feel like you can't do anything, like you don't have the ability to act a certain way or make certain things happen or say a certain thing or just achieve a certain thing that you want to achieve that doesn't seem to be too daunting. I mean, just looking at it on paper, if it wasn't you who needed to do it, doesn't seem to be too hard to do. The reason why you feel powerless, that you don't have the ability to do it, is because you have not exercised your power to do so. You just haven't done it. Therefore, you don't feel like doing it. I mean, how many times have I talked about on this podcast that energy begets energy? The energy of doing something leads you to want to keep doing stuff. If any of you have ever been in a situation where you didn't really feel like going to the gym, or you didn't feel like being at practice, or you didn't feel like working out, or something involving physical activity that you didn't feel like doing before you started, but somehow you mustered up the discipline to at least get yourself started doing that thing. After a while, you started actually feeling like doing it once you got into it. If any of you are runners, you like to run on a treadmill or run outside or a biker or any type of endurance activity, endurance exercise, there are probably days where you don't really feel like doing it. It's cold outside, it's raining, your body doesn't feel great. You're just not all the way activated for it. You didn't get a lot of sleep the previous night. But once you actually start moving somewhere there, maybe at the beginning, maybe at the middle, maybe by the end, you're going to start feeling like continuing to do it because energy begets energy. Now, if you're feeling listless, you don't really feel like doing anything and you're not sure when you're ever going to feel like doing anything again, that's probably because you're already doing nothing. See, we don't feel like doing nothing when we're doing something. It's impossible. Next time you find yourself doing something and being very active, whether it's something you want to be active for or even something that you hate, but you're being active for whatever reason anyway, it's impossible for you to feel like doing nothing. See, our bodies and our minds follow each other. Whichever one moves first, the other one's going to move to follow it. And when you do nothing, it creates more energy of doing nothing. Doing something creates more energy of doing something. The only time a person feels tired is when they're doing nothing. Like, man, I feel tired. I don't have any energy. I don't feel like going to the gym. I don't feel like I can get up off this couch. I don't even want to get up to change the channel on the TV. I don't want to go over there and get my phone because it's all the way on the other side of the room charging. You only feel like that when you're already doing nothing. You do not feel like doing nothing when you're doing something, and you don't feel like doing something when you're doing nothing. You'll start to feel the exact energy that you are already using. So if you're in this situation here where you feel like you are powerless, you feel like you can't do anything for yourself, that's because you've already been doing nothing for yourself. If you want to change that situation, just flip that. If you just want to flip the script of that situation, all you have to do is reverse the roles. Start doing stuff. Start making decisions. Start taking initiative. Start enacting your opinions, enacting your ideas, speaking up, having your voice for yourself, whether that's through your actions or through your words, and you're going to feel like continuing to do the exact thing that you're already doing. I mean, this is the law of inertia at work. Right? The object continues in motion or continues without motion until it is acted upon by some outside force. Point number three. Today's topic is how to stop giving away your power. It is on you to find out just how much power you have. Since we're talking about giving away your power, well, how much power is it that you've been giving away? How much power have you been neglecting to use? How much power have you allowed to atrophy away because you've neglected to use the muscle? Another thing I should add when it comes to that point of atrophying muscle is that you can always gain back more muscle. If there's anyone listening who likes to lift weights on a regular basis and you go some period of time without lifting weights for whatever reason, and you lose a lot of your muscle, you understand that if you get back in the weight room and you are putting the right foods in your body and you start working out again how you were before, or maybe even differently, maybe harder, maybe longer, maybe stronger, that muscle can come back. All that muscle that you lost will come back, and then some will accumulate to your body. All you have to do is just start using it all over again. So even if you lost it before, or you haven't used it before and some of it wasted away, that doesn't mean you can't get that back. See, unlike time is the only thing once it's lost you can't get back. Muscle, you can lose it and get back. Money, you can lose it and get back. Friends, you can lose. Maybe you can't get the same friend back. You can go get different friends. Everything can be replaced. Save for time. So it is on you to find out just how much power is available to you. What is your potential for power? Emerson, in his famous essay titled Self-Reliance, said the following, and I'm quoting him, "No kernel of nourishing corn can come to him," he's referring to man, as in human, "but through his toil bestowed upon that plot of ground which is given to him to till. The power which resides in him is new in nature, and none but he knows what that is which he can do, nor does he know until he has tried." And just to summarize what Emerson's saying in that brief passage from, again, that essay is titled Self-Reliance, and you can find that anywhere online. Just Google Emerson, Self-Reliance. It's an essay. It's probably about 20 pages. And since I'm telling you about it, that should tell you enough that you need to go find it. You need to go read it. You can read it for free online right now. What Emerson is saying there is that nobody knows how much power they have until they actually put themselves in motion and find out how much power they have. No meal is worthy to a man unless it's a meal that he cooked with his own hand, with food that grew from his own soil. Knowing that he put in all the work from zero to get it to 100, that's the meal that tastes best to people. And that's for all of us. We feel best when we know we did the work, taking it from absolute nothing into something, to something that we can enjoy and we can eat off of, literally or figuratively, and we can reap the benefits of it. We feel great when we do that because we knew we took it from zero to whatever it became. And no man knows how much power he has. You don't know how much food you can grow in your garden. You don't know how much money you could possibly make. You don't know how big or how important or how influential you can become, how strong and massive and bulked up your muscles can be until you go to the weight room, until you start working on your farm, until you start actually exercising your power. You'll never know how much potential you have in you. Sometimes people come to me and they tell me, "Well, Dre, I know I have all this potential to be XYZ." Well, actually, they really don't know how much potential they have. They think they have potential. I'm not saying that they don't have any potential, but they don't know how much potential they have. People come in, they give me these estimates of how much potential they believe they have. Listen, you'll never know how much potential you have until you start exercising that potential to actually find out what happens. Because potential doesn't really matter once we get into the quote unquote real world, right? All that matters is the results that we produce. So you don't know how much potential you have, because we're going to measure people's potential by their results. That's what I want you to understand. We don't look at people and say, "Man, this person has a lot of potential to do something." What we're going to do is look at the results they produce, and we're going to base their potential on what they've already done. Now, does that mean you are capped in potential by what you've already done? Absolutely not, because maybe what you've already done up to this point is absolute zero. There are a lot of people who've done absolute zero with whatever potential they see in themselves, and if you ask them, if they wanted to be honest, they would tell you, "No, I've done pretty much nothing with all the potential that I have within me," if they were being honest with themselves. That does not mean that they're stuck doing nothing. All it means is that they had to have the discipline and the mental toughness to move themselves out of one state of energy, which is the energy of doing nothing, and that is a state of energy, doing nothing, into a state of doing something, in a state of personal initiative, a state of, "Let me move my feet and go do whatever it is that I want to do," or at least take the first step towards doing what I want to do. Even if they don't know what the first step is, for sure, go and doing something so they can get some activity knowledge, some information, some feedback. They can iterate, because we all have brains, we all can think. If you can understand what I'm saying here, and you can absorb the messages I'm giving you on this podcast, you're a fairly intelligent individual. You can look at a situation, even if it didn't go the way you wanted it to go based on your actions, you can figure out, okay, what can I change here? What can I try different next time? How can I do this a little bit differently and see if I get a little bit different result? Anyone who is listening to the words I'm speaking right now is capable of doing that. So this is how you stop giving away your power in life. You got to go find out how much power you actually have, so you can find out how much you may have been giving away, and maybe you can tell your story as a cautionary tale to people who come after you. But first, you got to go do something, because nobody wants to hear your story until you prove you got some power of your own. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to stop giving away your power. Point number one, you do not need to get or obtain power. Understanding power is your ability to do something or act in a certain way. You already have that. You already have ability. All you need to do is stop handing your ability to do something, to think something, to be something. Stop handing it to other people. Stop waiting for someone else to tell you what to do, to show you what to do, to give you permission to do. Choose what you're going to do, because it's only you that gets to live your life, and it's only you responsible for the potential that you have within you. Go do it yourself and stop handing that power away to others. You don't need to obtain power. You already got it. Just stop giving it away. Point number two, what we do not use in life, we lose. We've all heard that. Atrophy means something is wasted away gradually because of neglect and misuse. So if you feel powerless, it is only because you have neglected the fact that you have power. It's not because you never had any power. It's not because someone else stole your power. It is because you have neglected to use the power that you already have. Like I said, if someone doesn't walk for 2 weeks, they need physical therapy to learn how to walk again. Not because they were robbed of the ability to walk. It's just because they have not used their ability to walk. So someone has to train them to do it all over again. What I'm doing here with this Work On Your Game podcast is maybe teaching you some things that you already knew, something that you already heard, something that you may have already kind of sort of believed, maybe something that you never thought of in your life. But I'm not giving you anything that you didn't already have. All I'm doing is activating it in your brain for you to go do something with it. Maybe you'll do something with it. Point number three. It is on you to find out just how much power you have in life. It is not on me to tell you this is how much power you have. It is not for some motivational speaker or some seminar you went to or some guy on a YouTube video or someone else on a podcast to inspire you into knowing how much power you have. You will never know how much power you have until you exercise your potential to go do things. Your power, your ability to be a certain way and to take certain actions. That's the only way you will ever find out how much power you actually have. Ralph Waldo Emerson said in his essay titled Self-Reliance, which you should be already Googling while I'm saying this, no kernel of nourishing corn can come to him but through his toil bestowed upon that plot of ground which is given to him to till. The power which resides in him is new in nature. He does not know, and none but he knows, what that is which he can do, nor does he even know what he can do until he's tried. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.